and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Dr. Wynn Moore at Baxter Health's Bone and Joint Clinic supports our Bomber basketball players as they train and practice to bring their best effort into every game. And it's not only the technical skills and strategies of the game they're learning, the life skills these young athletes are developing will enrich their lives far into the future. Dr. Moore applauds the teamwork, motivation, persistence, and pure joy of the game evident each time you take to the court, and wishes you the best for a winning season.
Hi, this is Katie Shea Schneider at Farmers and Merchants Bank, inviting you to join us for our first Friday coffee talk at 8 a.m. on March 3rd. Come to our location next to Hickory Park for coffee and pastries from Cove Coffee. Visit with community leaders, friends, and neighbors. Our special guests are the Berkshire County Master Gardeners, Carl Wayne's Nursery, and S2S Recycling and Trash Service. They'll share how to keep our community beautiful. Hope to see you Friday morning, March 3rd, for coffee talk at Farmers and Merchants Bank. Member FDIC.
And we welcome you to the Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home. Matt Sharp and Brad Coleman joining you courtside here at Alma High School. Audrey Young, our producer, back at the studio. I don't know how to say it except just a heartbreaking night for the Mountain Home Bomber boys. Yeah,
things were going Alma's way tonight. They made shots that normally probably that don't go in, bank shots and stuff. But, you know, we had a chance. We were there at the end and had a chance for a stop and had the ball in our hands with 12 seconds left and, you know, turned it over and then got it back. And then, you know, just kind of that just kind of is a culmination of the Bomber season right there, yeah. You know. And same with the Lady Bombers and just a tough, tough way to end this season if you're a Bomber fan.
So with that, Mountain Home is going to lose this boys game to Alma 55-54. Let's get our Dewey & Sons Plumbing player of the game. For all your plumbing needs, call the plumber number at 425-4868. We will go with Braden Dewey. He ended up with 27 tonight.
Yeah, he had a phenomenal night there for Braden. He, you know, had a chance at the end to go up and grab that tip in, and Towns Robinson met him at the rim. Good play by both sides and clean play. And Braden had a great night and just great job. Good to know that we got him coming back next year.
Absolutely. He was one of two players in double figures for Mountain Home. Ryder McLean ended up with 13 as well. Five on the night for Kai Bickford and Blaine Tate, two each for Hagen Robb and McGee Harris. For Alma, every guy that saw the floor for Alma got on the board tonight.
Yeah, they did. They were balanced on what they did. You know, Kurt had a nice little pull-up all night. It was just kind of across the board. It didn't matter who was who everybody was guarding. Everybody had a chance to get there and, you know, just a good performance by Alma, well-rounded performance.
So Camden Kurt ended up leading Alma with 17 on the night. Eight for Easton Boggs, the freshman. Seven each for Matthew Schlegel and Branson Brogan. Six on the night for Miles Kendrick. Four for Israel Towns Robinson. He was really held quiet tonight.
Yeah, we did a good job. That was game plan against him. We did a good job sticking our game plan, not letting him get going.
And two each for Carmani Smith, Matthew Rogers, and Tyree McGill. This game had four ties and five lead changes. Mountain Home did out-rebound Alma tonight by a count of 26-20. But some of the turnovers, and Alma, give them credit, they did a good job taking care of the ball too. I counted 13 turnovers for Mountain Home and six for Alma.
Yeah, Alma did a good job, really good job handling the ball. And, you know, just a great basketball game.
Yeah.
Unfortunate we had to come out on the losing end of it.
So with the loss, Mountain Home is going to wrap up the season with a record of 16-14 overall, 7-7 in the 5A West. Alma's going to wrap up their year at 7-21 and 4-10.
Boys and girls ended with the same record. Same record in conference, same record. The Lady Bombers just happened to win the game at Van Buren they needed to and was able to get us in the state tournament.
Yep. So again, the season will come to an end for the Bomber boys as we wrap up the Bombers postgame show. But we're not done yet because the Lady Bombers will be going on to the Class 5A state tournament. That will be Tuesday night. They'll be playing at 7. against the champions of the 5A East, the Lady Blue Devils of West Memphis.
That's going to be a tough game. West Memphis is going to be physical. They like to pressure. They got a point guard that's fast. It's going to be a fun, exciting, up-tempo game. Mountain Home likes to press. See if we can get them to turn the ball over some. Here's the good thing about that. Lady Bombers, our junior high conference is the East.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so we're used to going over the East. It's a different style ball than what's over here in the West.
It really is.
It's more of an up-tempo pace, physical. They're going to let you – they're going to want a foul. We're going to want a foul. Our girls are used to playing that. Our girls have been successful in playing that. Hopefully, we can come up and sneak in and take care of the Lady Blue Devils.
Absolutely. So we'll be on there. I would say, you know, normally about a few minutes before 7 from the Pine Bluff Convention Center, but with tournaments, that's never definite.
No, especially state tournament. There's, I don't know how many games. I don't know what time they start that night. But
they'll actually start at 1 that afternoon.
They will, so there'll be several games ahead of us there. And they've got an hour and a half time on the games. They're not going to last an hour and a half. I think they're going to go a little longer than that. You may have some overtime games. But, anyways, hopefully we're there close to 7. If not, we'll get on there and we'll break down everything, what's going to happen.
Absolutely. Brad, looking forward to it.
Yeah, we'll see you down there, Matt.
So thank you to Brad Coleman joining me here at the broadcast position. Also, thank you to Audrey Young, our producer back at the studio. And I want to thank you for joining us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp saying good night from Charles B. Dyer, Airedale Arena in Alma.
Mountain Home Bomber Basketball has been brought to you on KTLO by ASC Warranty, Baxter Health, Baxter Real Estate Company, Brad's Home Entertainment, Centennial Bank, Coleman Family Dentistry, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Knox Orthopedics, Strata Consulting, United Country Real Estate, and White River Materials. Join us next time the Bombers take the court on Classic Hits 101.7.